Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
Today, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 of the best and 5 of the worst foods if you are struggling with leaky gut, digestive issues, or even just chronic bloating. And before we go into it, leaky gut is actually a condition where the lining of our digestive tract, it becomes damaged. And this allows undigested food particles to actually leak into the bloodstream, even things like bad bacteria and toxins. And this could trigger inflammation, cause health issues, digestive problems, make it hard to lose weight, autoimmune disorder, joint pain, guys, and even depression and chronic fatigue. And I struggled with severe digestive issues for years. I had 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, mast cell activation. So I'm just going to start going right into it. I'm going to break down first 5 of the best foods for gut health. I'm going to finish off with 5 of the worst foods for leaky gut. And then I am going to be sharing with you guys different recipes and ways that I like to incorporate these foods with me and my clients to make it delicious and make you feel your best self, get rid of bloating, and heal that gut lining. So my first one is going to be bone broth. So this is going to be on the best foods for leaky gut. Here is the deal, though. I actually mean making a 5-hour broth versus an actual bone broth. So bone broth is very high in amino acids like glycine and glutamine, and they support your gut lining repair, reduce inflammation, and boost our overall immune health. But here is the deal. If we have things like mast cell activation, bone broth actually is higher histamine because it is at 72 hours. So what I like to do is make actually a 5-hour broth where I'm utilizing all the bones. You could do chicken, you could do beef. I'm putting it in a pressure cooker, or you guys could do a crock pot for just 5 hours. So it's not releasing all of the histamines. You're getting all of the good aspects, all the minerals in there. And it's very soothing on the gut and easy to digest protein. And it does have the amino acids to help with repairing the intestinal lining. So bone broth is a great one because it's a little bit higher in the glycine, guys, to repair the lining of the gut. But if you just struggle with mast cell activation or you have chronic, autoimmune disorders, doing something like a 5-hour broth would be that first step there before going to a bone broth since it is very strong. So my second best food for leaky gut is we want to focus on omega-3s. So salmon. Salmon is literally the fish out there. It is low in mercury, high in omega-3s, and it is also high in vitamin D, which is crucial for reducing inflammation in the body and maintaining good gut. So what I like to do with my salmon, I'm a big fan of sheet pan meals. So I'll take my salmon. I will literally throw it on a sheet pan. I will do some potatoes or parsnips with some beets and carrots, do my avocado oil, some rosemary, thyme, spices, and I will just roast that up. You have an easy meal made in just a few minutes, minimal prep, and it's so high in all of those omega-3s, vitamin D, great for our intestinal permeability, helping with our hormone regulation and balancing everything out. So my third one is going to be blueberries and cherries. So blueberries and cherries are very high in antioxidants, polyphenols, and good fiber to help improve our gut health. When we're having things like leaky gut going on and we're eating more of a processed diet, these are more inflammatory to the body. And things like in our environment, they produce free radicals. So blueberries and cherries, they're very high, like I said, antioxidants. They also are going to provide your body with fiber. Fiber helps with our gut. It feeds the good bacteria in our gut so we can get that diversity in our gut. And let's just say it, the polyphenols too, help protect that lining and the oxidative stress. So I love making smoothies and I have a ton on my YouTube channel. I'm actually going to link my favorite chocolate cherry smoothie. It is amazing to start your day off. Tons of protein. I use collagen in there that has a type 2 collagen to heal the lining of the gut and it tastes amazing. So blueberries and cherries are my next one. My fourth food that is amazing for healing the lining of the gut to help with leaky gut in general is going to be fermented foods. But I'm going to put a big but, and you guys are kind of seeing the way that I do this, is that I am putting a but because a lot of the foods out there that are meant for healing the gut, everybody's body is different. So for me, I had mast cell activation. I had SIBO. So things like fermented foods, things like the bone broth, high in histamine, those would trigger more of a reaction with me. It really depends on what you have, your underlying issues that are going on causing the leaky gut and the digestive issues. So fermented foods such as sauerkraut and kefir are an amazing source of probiotics to help restore our healthy gut bacteria and the balance of it. But if we have SIBO going on, or we have mast cell activation, fermented foods are high histamine and they can make it worse. So we got to work on getting the inflammation down, healing the gut lining first another way before getting the fermented foods in. And then also SIBO, we got to get to the root cause first, heal the gut, correct the insufficiencies before we add in the fermented foods. So I'm always sharing with you guys the pros and cons because I just want to share with you that everyone's body is different. When clients come to me, it's not as simple as, hey, go add in all the top de-bloat foods out there or all the probiotic foods, because I can take one client that has severe like Hashimoto's, anemia, mast cell activation, and their protocol is going to be completely different from the other individual that has, you know, more stress-induced things going on. They have SIBO going on or parasites or mold issues or gastroparesis. So everyone's body is different. Now, my fifth food that is amazing for gut health, I'm going to say it. It's going to be, I kind of put the two and two together, carrots and pumpkin. So when I look at my food, I look at the colors too, different chakras. So carrots and pumpkins, they're very rich in beta carotene. We have vitamin A in there, and it's really going to support our immune function and aid in the repairing of the gut lining. Also, vitamin A, it promotes the mucosal immunity. And when we got that with the salmon, with the vitamin D, all of those work together to strengthen your intestinal permeability, to strengthen that gut barrier. So what I like to do, again, I love doing sheet pan meals with my, like my carrots. I love roasting them up. And there's even a company called Rhythm Superfoods. If you guys are on the go, they sell them at Whole Foods and they have like carrot chips that are just naked with nothing on them. They taste amazing. And you could dip them into guacamole. So you got healthy fats, good fiber or beta carotene, and a great healthy treat. So those are my five best foods for gut health. Now, yes, canned pumpkin is absolutely okay. Just make sure that it doesn't have additional ingredients. At Whole Foods, if you go down the canned food aisle, they have one that's BPA-free, and don't get the pumpkin pie filling, get the pure pumpkin. I love that. So now we are going into what are the worst foods for leaky gut. So first one, artificial sweeteners such as aspartame, sucralose. All of these guys disrupt the gut bacteria and they have a negative impact on our gut microbiome. And if you realize that you're consuming a lot of just, let's say, pre-workouts and intra-workouts, and you're looking at the back and you're like, oh my God, there's all these added sweeteners and sucralose and all these, and you realize you're having a lot of cravings. You feel like you're always wanting more and more and more. You feel bloated all the time. That is a big thing. And especially even in like those Diet Cokes and everything, they add aspartame, the sucralose. So it can make you have more chronic cravings. It disrupts our gut microbiome and it makes you want it more. So artificial sweeteners are a big one. My second key one is going to be gluten. So wheat-based products like breads and pastas, guys, they could actually worsen the symptoms in those that are gluten sensitive or celiac. And there's something called glyphosate. So it's what they spray the crops with. and it contributes a lot to that intestinal permeability, causing holes in the gut. And that could lead to more food sensitivities, more bloating, more digestive issues. Maybe you're not having these digestive issues, but you're having chronic inflammation. You have Hashimoto's, thyroid issues. You're not absorbing and assimilating your nutrients. All of these go hand in hand. You don't have to have bloating to have leaky gut. I had eczema, rosacea all over my face. All of these were linked to my gut. Now, next one, dairy. So milk and cheese. So they can cause bloating and discomfort due to the lactose in them. And around 70% of us, as we get older, we actually don't have the enzyme to break down lactose, which can cause more gas, bloating, and digestive issues if we do consume dairy. And a lot of us too. So for me, dairy was a big trigger. I am actually truly allergic to dairy. If I have it, my throat closes. But when I have a lot of clients that will come to me, they'll have a lot of skin issues or acne issues. Your face is the mirror of your gut. So if we have a lot of acne and everything, I look at our diet with my clients. I have clients, I get off of dairy and gluten. I start working on healing their lining of their gut. Their whole skin clears up after years of having severe acne. And for those of you that were on Accutane, that does really, really destroy that gut microbiome and our gut lining. And it could lead for the bad bacteria to take over, causing things like SIBO and all of these digestive issues. So if you got a lot of gut issues going on, don't just Google best foods for bloating. You got to get down to the root cause. I do a 4-hour protocol with my clients where I remove common triggers. I get the inflammation down. I figure out what the key thing is. Do we have parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, gastroparesis? If we have Hashimoto's going on, thyroid issues going on, we correct the insufficiencies. We focus on healing the gut lining, overcoming the stress, getting the sleep. And then we add in the good bacteria at the end so that we're able to expand our diet big time. And I have clients coming to me that were just like me, feeling pregnant, struggling with severe digestive issues, gas, bloating, chronic, all the time. And in just 12 weeks on my program, they went from 3 foods to 80 plus foods, daily bowel movements after chronic constipation, healing their gut, developing a healthy relationship with food. So if you struggle with any type of digestive issue, guys, go head to my description below, fill out my questionnaire. I'll be in touch with you. I am now taking only one client for digestive coaching because I do put a lot into my clients with this. And then I have to show this little picture. This is one of my clients. She came to me wanting to lose weight. By the way, we focused everything on healing her gut. She struggled with severe digestive issues and she is eating 1,000 calories more and she is down 8 inches and over 40 pounds. So our gut is a huge link to everything. Now we're back at it. My next one is going to be processed meats. Sausages, hot dogs, bacon. A lot of these are high in additives, preservatives, and saturated fats that promote inflammation in the body. Meat is good for us. I love my bison, my lamb, my salmon, my sardines. Like, go for it. But we have to look at the additional ingredients that are in things. A really good company that I like is called Applegate. They're in Whole Foods, I think Sprouts too, and they're like nitrate free. And let me see. I think I hit the one more that I do want to hit, worst foods for leaky gut. And then I have something special for you guys is going to be refined sugars, sweets, sugary drinks. When we're having all these sweets all the time, I love my sour spray candies growing up. They feed the bad bacteria, creating more inflammation, more gut symptoms. They make you crave them more, more gas and bloating. So when we have a high sugar intake, that could be linked to gut dysbiosis and increased permeability. So when people come to me and we got all these gut issues, it's not about, hey, we have to take everything out and be so extreme with our diet. We have to find a good balance for you. There's healthy alternatives. I eat chocolate every day. I eat a chocolate that my body likes, rich in cacao. It's about looking at our stress and our sleep and finding a good balance for you guys, because it should not feel like a restrictive diet. We have to find an approach for you so you can heal your gut, get to the root cause, and then also expand your diet and have the balance, because my gut took over my life for so long and I don't want that for any of you. If you guys are looking for my top smoothie guide for healing the gut lining, I created a whole free smoothie guide for you. I'm going to link it in the description below. It's delicious. And if you struggle with digestive issues, I want you to check out this next video that I'm going to link for you. Subscribe, save, and I will see you tomorrow. I love you guys.